So let's have a look at the payment received. So a couple of definitions that you need to know here. So the following are key terms related to pay of employees and individuals. So for example, gross pay. So gross pay, this is the employee's pay before any deductions. It's your basic pay plus any extra income. For example, overtime. That's your gross pay. So the formula for gross pay is gross pay is equal to basic pay plus overtime plus bonuses. Your net pay then, this is also known as take-home pay. It is the money left after the deductions are taken away from gross pay. So your formula is net pay is equal to gross pay minus deductions. Now with deductions then, you've got two types of deductions. You've got your statutory deductions and you've got your voluntary deductions. So statutory deductions, these are compulsory deductions and must be paid by employees. You don't have a choice in paying them. So this money is paid to the government to run the country, for example, PAYE. And usually the government uses this money to pay for services such as your education, health, the Gardaí. And most employees are paid three types of statutory deductions. They are PAYE, pay as you earn, PRSI, pay-related social insurance, and USC, the universal social charge. Your second type of deduction then is voluntary deductions. So these are deductions that are not compulsory and the employee would choose to pay them, for example, union fees or VHI. So this is extra money that the employee decides to have deducted from their gross wage. So the money might go towards your pension, VHI or union fees. After deduction has been taken away from the gross pay, the money that is left is then paid to the employee. And this is usually paid by PayPath, and this is called take-home pay, which means the money is transferred into the employee's bank account electronically. That's what PayPath is. Disposable income then. So disposable income, this is the money that the employee has left over after all income tax and compulsory payments have been paid. So it's equal to gross income minus statutory deductions. And your discretionary income then. So this is income that an employee has left over after all taxes and essential spending has been paid. So discretionary income equals gross income minus statutory deductions minus essential payments or essential bills. And there are a couple of definitions from this part.